Welcome back to the library, librarians fans. We have such a great show because we are back for a new season of The Librarians. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Librarians After Show. I am so excited. I've missed you all so much. I've missed the library. I have missed you, Alexis.
Oh, I missed you.
Welcome to the Librarians After Show. We are talking season four. Are we really in
season four?
Season four, episode one, and The Dark Secret. Season four, episode two, and The Steal of Fortune. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. I did that real threateningly. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Nope, that's not the one. We're on a new channel. Thank you for finding us. This is AfterBuzz TV's sci-fi fantasy, I think there's a third one, channel here at AfterBuzz. Subscribe there. We're also on iTunes. That has not changed. You're in luck. Alexis Torres is here.
Hey, it feels so lonely on this side because I'm used to having a partner here. But
yeah.
It's okay. Hi, I'm Alexis Torres. If you're new here, welcome. And this is my face. You can find me all over social media at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S-890.
Yay, welcome back.
I know. I have been waiting.
Yes.
Very impatiently at the same time for this show to come back.
For those who haven't picked up on the news of what's happening with this show, we were told the show The Librarians, made by the brilliant Dean Devlin,
praise be,
blessed be, the show was supposed to come back December 20th, which is next week. They moved it up to December 13th.
Yes.
And then they went, you know what we're gonna do? 3 weeks, double episodes.
Oh my word,
a lot of numbers there.
Yeah.
And we are so excited. We have two episodes to talk about today. Season four, episode one, and The Dark Secret. Season four, episode two, and The Steal of Fortune. And before we get into it, two things. First of all, I asked Dean if we're getting episodes out of order because they kept moving things around.
Right.
And we are not. The episodes are airing in order.
What?
Yay! Yay! I got that confirmed on Twitter. I think he was unhappy with my question, but he still
answered it. Well, too dang bad. We need answers, dang it.
I was concerned. So concerned. And the other thing is, we would like to take this moment to remind you, we give you the show for free.
For free.
This show is free. And you know why? Because lovely people make it so.
Yeah.
Alexis is going to tell us about these lovely people.
I'm going to be talking about history in the best way possible.
Perfect for the librarian.
Yeah, exactly. So, History's critically acclaimed series, Vikings, will premiere with a two-hour season premiere airing Wednesday, November 29th, or just did, so hello. Season 5 begins with Ivar, the boneless, asserting his leadership over the great heathen army, while... resigns as queen of Cat... Cat's again.
Wow. Thank you, Steve.
Ivar's murder of his brother Sigurd sets the stage for vicious battles to become as Ragnar's son. Thank you. Plots next. Don't help me. I got this. Next moves after avenging their father's death. Bjorn follows his destiny into the Mediterranean Sea, and Floki, who is suffering from the loss of his wife Helga, takes to the sea, submitting himself to the wills of the gods. This season is full of startling alliances and unbelievable betrayals as the Vikings fight to rule the world. Vikings is the critically acclaimed series from creator and soul writer Michael Hurst, Academy Award-winning film Elizabeth, and the Emmy and Golden Globe-nominated series The Tudors. So, who will rise in the return of history's hit drama series Vikings, premiering again, if you missed it, November 29th, 9/8 Central, only on History. If you are not with that show, you need to get with it because it's real good.
Seriously.
Yeah, I just also am terrible at names if you can't tell, but besides that, that show is awesome.
There have been amazing cast members on that show.
Yeah.
I know that one of my favorite actors, Chris Holden Reed.
Ew, of course. Who's your favorite?
Yeah. Who you may have recognized from Lost Girl. And he was in Dark Matter.
Yep.
And he was recently in Arrow. he was on that show.
Yeah.
So check it out.
And I know some people who work on the costumes of the show. Ooh. And they're awesome. And so I think you guys should support the show because it's fantastic.
Support that show.
Do it.
Let's get back to the Librarians. I don't know what that song was. Okay.
I liked it.
So we opened the episode and the dark secret with a tethering ceremony. You were excited for a wedding.
I'm upset that it wasn't. But yes, I was like, oh, look at how beautiful she looks. And he's still a dork. Everything's fine.
I sat there going, this best not be a wedding with a lot more expletives. I was like, are you kidding me?
There's a lot of bleeps happening.
Yeah, yeah. I was not. That, I'm so glad it was not a wedding. I was like, we are not starting here.
Oh, but she looked so pretty.
She looked great. It was ridiculous.
I know.
Also, if we're going to do a rehearsal, I don't know that they had to do her hair for the rehearsal.
No, they did not. But, I mean, clearly it was just for us to be like, this is
Yeah. Which is why I was like, this ain't no wedding. But we talked about the tethering, which is really interesting. Mm-hmm. The explanation of Judson and Charlene, and it made me so happy.
Yeah, I want it to happen, and I'm hoping that they don't mess it up.
I'm really excited. I'm glad that it felt like it was them going, this is something we need to do now. Mm-hmm. We're not able to do it. We're waiting for a specific time.
Yeah.
And that's going to be carried through at least a few episodes.
Yes.
I like that. I like that it wasn't, this is something we have to do at this moment, and we're doing it at this moment.
Yeah.
Because we get to play with that more this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was interesting. I was, like, thinking through this episode, I was like, well, maybe if they had tethered before the stones, like.
Yeah, clearly. Maybe we would have been okay.
Yeah. But let's, before we get to the stones, I want to talk about the guardian who returned.
You know what? I'm gonna let you do that one because I know you have words.
Right.
I'm gonna be here.
For those who weren't paying attention, when this show first started, I started doing this after show without having seen the movies, made a lot of mistakes, was told there are movies. This show's based on three made-for-TV movies called The Librarian and some things. What's The Librarian and The Sword of Destiny? Oh, I'm really embarrassed. The Librarians and...
I don't know.
Something. And then the...
I will look them up.
Judas Chalice.
What is happening?
Words. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
She's got this.
Yep.
The point is, there were three movies.
The Curse of the Judas Chalice.
I knew there was a Judas Chalice.
Quest of the Spear and the Return of to King Solomon. But I'm assuming...
There you go. So she was... Okay.
Which one is that?
The first. So Nicole.
Quest for the Spear. Oh, is that why they put the spear there? To, like, bring us back a little bit? Okay, I was very confused.
Here's what's up. For those... I'm going to try to explain this because we've lost it here. In the first movie, Nicole Noon was the name of Flynn's guardian. Nicole Noon was played by Sonia Walger. The woman in this episode is Rachel Nichols. Yes, that's her.
Yep.
Rachel Nichols, for those who weren't as amused as I was with their time travel conversations, is from the show Continuum, which is a show where she played a time traveler, which is she was like, I've been waiting for so long. I traveled in time. Ooh. Yeah, I know. I saw Continuum. It was 5 seasons.
Wow. I didn't even put those connections together. Wow. Okay. I see you, writers. I see what you're doing.
I'm going to make an assumption here, and this is purely an assumption, that they asked Sonia if she was willing to come back and or available, and she was probably not available because she does a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she's busy.
She's very busy. Mm-hmm. She's a great actress. You all are going to Google her and be like, yeah, I know that lady.
Yes, she's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. She was, for those who love the SVU after show, she was the SVU episode with James Vanderbeek. You're welcome.
Oh! Yes.
Thank you, Steve in the booth. Okay. So anyway, they replaced Sonia with Rachel Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Sonia's English, so Rachel has to be English. To be fair, she's been locked up for 500 years. She could have lost the accent, and I would have believed it.
Sure.
Because we're just going to believe that Sonia turned into Rachel.
I mean, it was dark in that cave. You can't tell.
I can't.
That dungeon.
I can't. Look, if you're going to change an actor on a show, the one thing I ask a show to do is make a... let us know that you did this.
Yeah.
Because if anything, like, wow, 400 years and you look younger than before, you know what I mean? Like, because she does. She does look younger.
I mean, it's true. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like,
now.
Make a comment on it. Yeah. Roseanne did it very well when they brought back the first girl third time. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the story. We're looking for the three cornerstones of the Library of Alexandria.
Wait a minute. Not to completely go
past
that. Was Our Lady blonde in this? Because she's
She's blonde. She's, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. She looked like her hair was brunette in this, and I was like, wait.
I mean, maybe it got dark in that dungeon.
Yeah, you know what?
Hair darkens in the non-sun.
Yeah, all right. Fine. I'll give you that.
I'll also give you this. So I'm sorry to tangent. Flash, where they put people in the pipeline, I get very upset.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't ruin anything. It's not a spoiler. But I get very upset on the show that they're putting people in essentially mm-hmm. jail cells that have no bathroom or way to feed them or bed.
Yeah.
They're essentially boxes.
Yeah.
And on this, when they showed us her laying in the bed with the crappy mattress, yeah. I went, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, because she has somewhere to sleep.
Yeah, which tells me that they probably have a bucket for her to go to the bathroom in, and they feed her.
Yeah, like, I never liked that Flash has, like, a glass box. Dome.
It doesn't make any sense. Bowl. Yeah, so it's a pet peeve of mine, and the fact that they showed us the bed allows me to go, okay, they're at least making sure her needs are met.
Yeah.
Okay, three cornerstones of Alexandria. We have these priests. We have this order of priests. I was saying as I watched this show that it's always Catholic priests or something in Catholicism. It's never Jews. Because we don't have weird stuff like that.
No, you don't.
It's always Catholics.
I was getting very Da Vinci Code happening.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Even when shows take you back to ancient Jerusalem, mm-hmm. it's always the Catholics. It's never the Jews.
Yeah. We don't have to go into that.
I'm just saying. And I think it's amusing. Especially on the second night of Hanukkah.
Well, yeah.
But we have John Noble appearing on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think John Noble, not to be predictions, but do you think John Noble will be back?
Yeah. I don't think he just got sucked into a vortex and then, okay, that's it, well, goodbye. Like, I feel like that has to come back at one point.
I agree. You don't bring John Noble in just to get rid of him.
No. I mean, unless he was just, like, on set and he was like, I'll do it.
He was around.
You know, he just, like, wanted to hang out, you know? But no, I feel like there is a bigger role for that to play. Same thing with our guardian.
Nicole Noon.
Yeah.
Now played by Rachel Nichols.
Yeah, the fact that she's probably going to come back. I mean, the fact that she disappeared, I'm like, come on.
Well, good news. Hopefully not considered a spoiler. She tweeted that she will be returning.
Okay, well then that makes me feel better. Then.
Yay! I really like the setup of this. It felt like, I feel like because they kept pointing out that, you know, the prophecy happened.
Mm-hmm.
We are past prophecy now. Anything could happen.
Yep.
And they need to tether. It feels like they're setting up this season for something abstract mm-hmm. rather than previous seasons where we were clearly going from point A to point B.
Yeah, but I even felt that with the two episodes that we had, it wasn't the same, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not a bad thing. I think it's kind of great that we're going something a little, not off tangent, but the fact that they're just kind of throwing some spice into the mix. Like, I like that. Yeah.
It's really nice that they're going, anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And like they explain, like the ley lines are down and APEP has been, such a good season premiere.
I know. I was so sitting there going, like, the fact that you're listing off stuff, I'm like, something's going to happen. It's just going to blow us all out of the water. It's going to be insane.
I'm so excited. What a great premiere.
I know.
I loved the cornerstones. I love the history of the mm-hmm. library. And I like that it set up this, do we trust the library?
I feel, okay.
Go for it, girl.
Y'all, don't hate me.
So I'm so excited.
Since you brought me onto this show, what, two seasons ago?
You're welcome.
Maybe? Yes, I love it very much. But I've always had this very deep, 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 deep gut feeling that something with the library was never mm-hmm. completely open. I always felt like because it's so big and it's so old that there's always going to be secrets. Anytime you bring up anything in history, there's always some sort of dark past that comes up. So I feel like the library, even though it is great and it obviously stands for something, there's definitely something underneath said books or base or whatever the hell you want to go with.
Like a secret basement where we're keeping the guardian in prison.
As soon as they were like, he was like, I was like, okay, it's just him being, you know, himself, or he doesn't want to bring up something and have it like blow up in his face. And then we were walking towards a different part where our librarians are like, we've never been down here before.
Yep.
I was like, okay, library is being shady and I don't appreciate it, but I feel like there is something. It's not evil, but it's definitely not like how we were kind of dealing with our librarians of how they all have different ways of handling stuff
mm-hmm.
that I feel like the library is doing that. There might be something that's just not particularly in taste with them.
I agree with you. I feel like since, you know, through the seasons, we've basically been like, there are parts of the library you don't know about. Season one, they didn't have access to the library. Season two, we had to find the heart, which was the tree, which had the stick to deal with Prospero's staff. Like, and we'd never been to that part. And now we have this...
caverns of dungeons that are just hanging out.
So great.
And didn't the library rearrange at one point?
Yes, it was in flux and it was rearranging and there were rooms we'd never been in and the room that we'd never been in. Oh, speaking of time travel.
What happened to her during that? Like, I don't even want to think about it. Never mind.
Excellent question. when Nicole, Guardian Nicole, says to them, like, you don't understand time travel. I want to be like, do we not want to tell her that we were stuck as statues for however long?
Yeah.
Do we not remember that scene where we got to see the TARDIS and the DeLorean that were a non-rights TARDIS and non-rights DeLorean?
And you could tell.
Anywho's, thank you all for joining us.
I know, right? As we, like, babble.
Yeah, this has been an amazing, amazing first episode. And before we move to the second episode, I want to take a moment to thank our fans.
Hi, guys.
Thank you! we're so happy to be back. That's right. We'll be here Thursday nights doing the after show for the night before. We are very excited to be here. And we ask you to do a simple thing. Subscribe to the YouTube page that I tweeted out. If you're not on Twitter, you can still find the page. You don't have to be on Twitter, but go to my Twitter. Subscribe, because we are no longer on the AfterBuzz's AfterBuzz channel. We are on the AfterBuzz's Sci-Fi Fantasy. What is the third thing?
It's sci-fi.
It's just sci-fi and fantasy? All right, she's sci-fi. Got this. Subscribe to that channel. Also, subscribe on iTunes. That hasn't gone anywhere. It's the same thing as it always has been. Make sure you leave us a comment, a rating, and a review. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. And if you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. The other stars, they do not work.
Yay! I've been practicing. Sci-fi, fantasy, and superheroes.
Told you.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Superheroes. Somebody commented that in the thing, and I ignored
it. I thought we were just talking about the episode.
Superheroes. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I'm good at this. Subscribe on iTunes. Rate, review, leave a comment. This season, we will not have Tari here to read the reviews in sexy voice.
I will make him do it. No. I'm
just kidding. We will think of something new and fun to do, hopefully starting next week.
I can try my best to have the deepest voice I can.
It doesn't have to be deep. It just has to be sexy.
The deepest voice I can
think of. We'll figure something out. We'll do something fun for you.
Yeah.
So let's get into the second episode. But first, this is real fun for me. I have a suggestion. If you are on Twitter, tweet at cast members that you would like to have as guests on the show.
I need a partner.
Yeah, she's lonely over there, and I like to harass people. So.
Yes, it's actually quite entertaining if you've never seen it before.
So tweet at the cast members that you want on the show. We will reach out to them, but let them know we exist. Tweet at us who you think we should have.
Yeah.
I think we should get Dean Devlin in this season.
Yeah. I've been waiting for that forever, but I also know that guy's very busy.
He's very busy. Yeah. I also am scared.
Why?
I think he hates me.
What? Why?
I don't know.
We talk about great things about his creations.
I love him so much. All right. Let's let's get into And the Steal of Fortune.
I really liked this episode. Sorry, it took me a minute because
I was like, which part? What did you like?
No, I liked this episode. Yes. There was obviously some things I was like, come on, librarians. But there was a lot of things that I liked because the fact that it was just so, it was so crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like ridiculous in the best and worst ways. And also it reminds me of my family because they go to Vegas all the time.
So a few things happened while I watched this. Yes. The way the episode opened and the way that it closed felt very, and I said this about a previous episode as well, it felt very Leverage. If anyone is familiar with the show Leverage, also a Dean Devlin show, one of my favorites, there's a very, like, there's just a way about the way the show opens and closes that it was like, here is the story of this is the sad sap we're going to help, and we helped him. I felt it.
Yeah.
But everything in between was so librarians and bananas, and I loved it.
It was so good.
But as someone who goes to Vegas, I yelled at my TV a lot. Yeah, I was yelling a lot. Because first of all, you cannot move your bet once they throw the ball onto the roulette table.
Thank you. I was so upset. I'm sorry I'm banging on this table a lot. But it was like, what are you doing?
Girl, they will shout at you and go, no more bets.
Yeah. Like, they do it a lot. Like, you can
some
hear
some of us, yeah.
Over the...
Some of us play roulette. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No more bets. I got so annoyed. I was like, girl, stop moving your stuff. You have no right to move it. Once you put it down, you can't touch it.
You can't touch it. And most of the time, they'll kick you off a table if you keep touching stuff. Like, we don't play jokes. I don't know if it's because we're in, like, a weird... I don't even know. Do we know what town we're in?
I don't remember. But maybe it's because Tari kept saying, it's not Vegas, yeah. And I was like, I don't care.
I don't care. It's a casino. When you go to Pachanga, it's the same thing. I don't...
Also, coins no longer come out of the machines.
Yeah.
I wish they did. You get a paper slip.
Yeah, with a little ticket with a little barcode.
This was written by someone who hasn't been to Vegas in years.
Yeah. I was like, especially when it was coming out the front and on the side, I was like, you clearly have never seen a slot machine.
Well, at least I knew it was video and that you touch it. You no longer pull the lever.
I miss that, though. I love doing that.
Oh, I love pulling that lever.
Yeah. Okay. There's some in... I found some penny slots in Delaware that still do that. Nobody goes to Delaware, but I did.
Maybe that's where these casinos were, where you can move your bets in
the
middle of the game.
No, you can't. Even in a small state, you can't do that. This is some BS.
Did you pick up early on that it was not Benny, the casino owner, but that it was the girl?
Yes.
So at first I was like, watch, it's the ring. And then as soon as they went, it's the ring, I went, it's the girl.
It's, yeah. Especially because the fact that when she started winning, she was the one in pain.
Oh, I caught it way before that.
Well, no. I mean, I just felt like, I was like, I don't think. Yeah. I'm like, one, you're bringing way too much attention to this ring. It's just something to just go, ooh, look shiny. Yeah. And then there's something actually behind it.
Right.
Yeah.
No. But I loved the way that... I love the idea of taking old school, mythology mm-hmm. and magic and putting it into modern times.
It's great.
It reminds me of the app, mm-hmm. the Morgan Le Fay app.
Yeah.
And so I love this connection. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so fun. And that she was using the TV. And then I was like, the bodyguards have sunglasses.
Yeah, I noticed that. But I was like, maybe it's just me. So I'm just like, you guys are wearing sunglasses all the time. You're indoors. Even in Vegas, sometimes we don't do that. Like, it can
unless
be bright in there.
Unless you're at a poker table.
Yeah, of course. But, like, you're just walking around. Yeah. You don't need sunglasses on.
Especially because they, as Ezekiel pointed out, there are no clocks because they want you to keep playing. They don't want you to know what time it is.
Yep.
But they also don't want you to know what time of day it is, so it's always darkish in there.
And yeah, exactly. And it was pretty dark in there the entire time.
I loved when Baird was like, try not to hit them. I was like, this is so goofy.
I was like, we're gonna do this. Okay, all right, I want to see how this works. And it
worked
perfectly.
So great. Yeah. I also love that Ezekiel cheated the system, and that's why I was like, yeah, of course it's not gonna work on him because he's a cheater.
Yeah,
he cheats.
Yeah, but I love how he was also like so mm-hmm. irritated and so into it. He's like, I need to know why I'm not winning, you know, and I'm gonna do all these different machines and I'm gonna try every single time. And I was like, whoa.
And then he was like, screw it, I'm gonna hack it.
Yeah, and he did. It was great. You guys cover me. And
yeah, awesome.
One guard, I was like, please,
this is not Vegas.
I was like, no, you can't even take a picture at a slot machine, let alone try to be like, yeah, everything's fine.
I know. Oh, they get so mad if you use your phone.
Yeah. So, like, no.
Anyway. I really liked this. I really liked... Fortuna was...
Yeah.
She was pretty.
Hubba hubba.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I also loved... Also, it was very... It was very...
Point that
I
out
mean,
there.
Just want to throw it out there. I mean, come on. But I loved also... I mean, it was not... It's not great because you should never be in a relationship or partnership with someone who's clearly a jerk. But, like, I loved that he put makeup on his face to cover up that he, like...
was being beat.
But, like, you know, because, like, the roles are reversed is what I was trying to say. Like, I like that the writers decided to reverse that.
I get what you're saying, but what you actually said was, I like that he was covering up his domestic violence.
No, it's awful. That's why I said that. So I was like, I'm preparing you that this is an awful thing and it should not be a thing.
Yes.
But for writing perspective and for putting a woman in charge of, like, her own destiny and all this kind of, like, there's a lot. There's
yes.
a lot of changing.
I agree.
Reversal.
I also love that when he was supposed to be attacking Cassandra, First of all, her lie detector test. I was like, why are we zoomed in so close on this? It's disgusting.
I don't know. It felt really weird.
It felt real gross. And then she was like, no, you're not going to hurt me. And he was like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
I liked that. I like the idea that she's the tough guy.
Yeah.
And he's this wuss.
Yeah. It was just cool to see, again, that the fact that he, you know, one, I already knew immediately, like, how she was running things. I was like, yeah, she's clearly the woman in charge, and there's something happening. Mm-hmm. Especially when they walked past the Lady Luck podium thing, and there was no statue. I was like, okay, either the statue has come to life, or something is really happening here.
I thought, I was like, did somebody lose so much they stole the statue? Like,
oh my god, that's awful.
My thought was like, oh, they were like, well, I'm broke, I'm taking this home with me. That was what I thought.
I mean, sure.
So at least we caught it.
Yeah.
I did not put it together.
Yeah, I was like, something's weird about that.
I thought it was such a fun episode.
It was great.
It was so goofy. I love when this show gets goofy.
Yeah. It's great, because I love
missed it so much.
Yeah, but I also love the fact that it can take serious tones and also add that goofiness to it, and it's perfectly balanced. It's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the other storyline of the episode was Flynn in the library.
Oh my god. I was so annoyed.
Why were you annoyed?
I'm happy that he's trying, but I guess I was annoyed that he couldn't just, like, I guess for me, because I get really frustrated with technology when it's not working, like video chat, so I'm just like, I really need you to figure out your connection because it's driving me insane.
I was annoyed that he is like, well, if I'm tethered, I got to be stuck here. You need to calm down.
You can find a different way.
Yeah. The tethering doesn't mean you can't leave.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I don't think so. I just don't understand why he's deciding to do that. I feel like he can still get a lot done and still be tethered. But I don't know if there's, like, a specific rules that we just don't know about. I don't know.
It felt like he was saying, if I have to be stuck here, I'm going to learn to live with it. And no, I was like, no one said that.
You think that he's starting to feel the weight of it now, where he's like, I can't adventure like you guys anymore because technically you guys are the librarians and I'm supposed to be here manning the fort?
It definitely felt like that. Yeah. And it felt... It felt like he was having a panic attack, but only internally. It hasn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm. Especially after hearing, like, the last, you know, that his original guardian is now out there running around.
Oh.
I feel like it's just slowly, just the notches are just kind of...
We also, I'm sorry, we skipped this and I apologize.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted to talk about the guardian, Nicole, who's out there. I want to talk about them redoing a scene from the movie.
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to talk about that. I was surprised.
I forgot. I apologize. I was just so excited. From the first movie, at the end of the first movie, he's sitting in a cafe with his mother, which they left out of the story when he was like, I was just in a cafe and she showed up.
And I was like,
You were with your mother, sir. And then she drives up and then all of a sudden takes her helmet off and it's a completely different person. They reshot a scene.
Yeah, they had to because we had a different actress.
I don't know that it was necessary. I think I would have accepted him sitting at the cafe and her coming with the bike and called it a day.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that she had to take her helmet off and be somebody else completely. Anyway.
I don't know.
But so she is out there and we don't know if we can trust her because she betrayed us and saved us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's weird. But technically, she was saving Flynn. So.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But Patsy Glatt in the chat says, did Judson get out and about? And Laura Nelson said, Judson got out in the third movie. He was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So.
But he also, you know, as Flynn points out, he was in window reflections.
I mean, I guess if he is going to be busy, let's just say, maybe if he's able to hone that skill, maybe he would be able to do that from anywhere that he's at.
Sure.
Possibly. Unless it's just in the library, which would be kind of lame.
It also feels, not to get onto a TV point of view.
Oh, here we go.
It just feels like it was Noah Wiley going, you know how we can keep me in this season, but I can just record in front of a green screen all the time?
Oh, I didn't even think about that as, like, an excuse. Huh.
Like,
I see you.
He's here this season in every episode, but that's because they shot all of his scenes at once in front of a green screen.
Can you imagine?
This is based on zero information, fully an assumption.
But it makes sense for TV stuff. If there's things going on in his life or whatever, that he could do that. So
I'm not saying that's what happened because I have no way of knowing that because I'm not communicating with the show. But that is a theory.
It makes sense.
And is likely.
Yeah. He's a busy guy. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it is.
No, I can completely see that now. It's like, oh, right. Okay.
Problem solver. Instead of him being like, I'm going off on this adventure alone.
Yeah. I like that we can change it up now. I just think it's funny that he has to be in front of a green screen. I'm like, come on.
Well, because then he just appears. And
he's like, hi.
Hello.
And it's like, oh, no, it's not working. I guess we won't have him in this episode. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I have some news on the show. Any final thoughts before we move into news?
No, I want to see the next. I'm waiting for next week because I want to see the next two episodes. I'm like sitting and waiting and I'm just like, I want to know what happens next.
I know. Well, then let's hit the news button.
Ba-da-boop.
There it is.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So Dean Devlin talked to TV Insider. I have the interview. I will tweet it out for those who want to read the full thing. He talked about season four. He said three things. He said a lot more than three things. Here are the three bullet points. Flynn and Baird will have to make difficult decisions regarding the tethering.
I feel like, oh, okay, regarding the tethering. I was like, I feel like they have, decisions all the time.
A general statement. Adventures will occur. Yeah. No, regarding the tethering.
Makes sense.
Which we've seen already that they're struggling with.
Yeah.
The librarians each have their own personal drama. For example, Ezekiel's family of thieves. Hold on to that thought.
What?
And Stone is going to fall for a woman who could change his entire life direction. What? I mean, we already saw in And the Steal of Fortune, him dealing with the struggle of never getting notoriety and not being able to tell anybody.
And have, like, friends or anything like that. Yeah. So it makes sense.
And the third point is that the librarians will start to doubt the library, which we saw from the first episode.
And it makes sense.
I believe this interview came out before the episodes aired, so don't roll your eyes.
I mean, I'm rolling my eyes just because I feel like it's time that we've hit. It's just like when you're with with something or you've been doing something for a while, you have doubts. It happens. It's very normal to be like, this thing has been good for a while, but is it something I want to be a part of all the time? As Stone is pointing out, and Ezekiel kind of a little bit.
Yeah.
And I love that. Oh my God. I was about to call her Lindy Booth.
Cassandra.
Cassandra is the only one that's like, what? It's cool. We deal with magic and ley lines and it's awesome.
math.
Dude, her math animations upgraded. I'm like, good for you.
That's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So that is the news.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Also, before we can continue, Ezekiel is an opera singer. Fantastic.
I don't believe that was him.
No, obviously that's a recording. It's fine.
Also, he was the only one hitting the note.
Oh, yeah, it was I was like, okay. Sure.
And why didn't they ask the singer who was currently there to do it?
They didn't want to get caught. First of all, one, if you're behind the actors and actresses and you're just singing random notes,
they can hear you.
Yeah, I was like, this is not like how it is in cartoons where it's like, can I talk to you for a minute? And you walk two steps and then everything just, there's like a void where you can't talk. No, you were singing. And Ezekiel, that note, that was very loud.
Yeah. Also, they needed the power of three of them. He was the only one hitting the note. And she should have done it, too. They should have gotten her in it. That singer, I liked her a lot. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know more about this play. That was really sad. I was supposed to be paying attention to the chase scene, but I was mostly just like, what is this play? I need to know what's happening. There's no dressing happening. It's just costumes. It's like a good rehearsal.
Yeah,
there's no set. It's just like a bed and like two women. And I was just like, I'm so confused.
I also wanted to know what was happening.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
I was pro one of them. I was like, she's right. I don't know what they're fighting about. I don't know what's happening, but she is right.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we need to continue this. No? Okay.
All right, let's head into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, we got a double.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Yay.
I feel spoiled.
I know, it's correct.
So I know that the next episode is holiday related. What's that holiday?
I don't know.
You know that one?
Start with a C, right?
It might. It might also start with an X, for all I know.
Oh, God. I don't even know anymore.
You know what I'm talking about.
Something Christmas? I don't know.
Yeah, that. It's that.
Or is it the sexy one?
No, it's not the sexy one.
No, okay. Yeah, I think you're right. It's Christmas.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I don't know. My holiday is currently happening. Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Hey.
I think from what I saw. Oh, Patsy in the chat says Santa Day.
Oh, I'll take that. That's
that
fine.
Makes sense.
Mine starts with a K. Kwanzaa.
Right. I was like Santa Day?
Yeah,
I got lost.
It's okay. I'm just putting them all out.
Where were we?
We were talking about
winter
specials.
Solstice.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so I think, and I could be wrong, next episode has to do with someone stealing something Santa related. Yep. And I predict that it's Ezekiel's family comes to town, family of thieves.
Makes sense.
Stealing, I want to say his sleigh maybe?
Or
I don't
remember. Or his hat or suit or something.
I don't know. Here's the thing. My question is, we established Bruce Campbell is Santa.
I'm sorry, what?
Season one, we established.
Oh, that's right.
Bruce Campbell is Santa.
I mean, he's not doing anything right now, right? So he could be Santa again this year.
I don't know. The question is he showing up?
I hope so.
Also, we established like a whole big Christmas thing season one with Eve and being born on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and that's how she saved the day season one. Yeah. There was like a whole big Christmassy thing.
Oh my
that
God.
If this
I need to rewatch that.
I like when a show makes sure that their continuity is correct. For example,
librarians.
For example, Nicole Noon was originally played by Sonia Walger.
If you can't tell by now, after buzzers, Yale likes continuity, and if you mess that up, she will point that out for the rest of the season and the rest of the time the show is airing.
Yeah.
Forever and always, amen.
So I really like it when continuity. So if we deal with Santa and it's not Bruce Campbell.
I don't even want to know.
And it's
unless they're changing, maybe they're changing them out because I thought Santa was an immortal, so
right. And they like established a whole thing about it. I'm just saying.
We met him.
Don't mess this up. You can't introduce a character like Santa and then mess it up,
especially because it's Bruce Campbell. Like you can't.
Right, it's not like they just picked some fat guy and put him in a white beard. You know what I mean?
No, correct. I agree with you. And the fact that there's a direct connection with said cast members.
Yes,
I don't know.
So we'll see. I'm very hesitant about what will happen.
I would love to see Bruce Campbell trying to talk to Ezekiel's family about stealing his stuff. Like just the altercation together would be kind of cool.
But they also showed in the trailer, I forget his name, the guy from Wings, who's not John Corbett, the other one.
Oh gosh, I know who you're talking about, but I don't.
The other one, he's on iZombie.
Yeah.
He's there, and he is the patron saint of thieves, I believe? Something like that.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I was watching the promo, and I went, I just want to see more.
Yeah, I'm like, just give me my episodes.
Yeah. So, those some things. Patsy in the chat says, Santa and Flynn Eve are supposed to be out vacationing, so I'll bet he doesn't show. I will accept that.
Okay.
As long as we all remember
who Santa is.
That it was Bruce Campbell.
That's fine. I'll take that. That sounds great.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Yes. Any prediction?
Besides, I guess it's kind of tough. Because one, I've been wanting like an Ezekiel-focused episode. Because I feel like he's one of the librarians that we don't get to know much about. But we always get surprises from him all the time. Opera singing. opera singing.
Just to be clear, I'm almost positive that John Kim cannot hit that note.
No.
And at least not that beautifully.
I mean, yeah, unless he like previously recorded after like 12 tries, sure. But like, I don't know. I don't want to doubt
him. In the booth for 12 hours?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
I'll allow it.
But I am excited to see if he hates said family and how he deals with, I don't know. I just want to see if he's A, one of those people that like really loves family and is like all about it, or if it's like they're estranged, you know, and trying to deal with that and seeing that maybe he's like embarrassed to talk about, you know, the past of of his family to his new family. I'm very intrigued to see how they're going to bring it all together. You know what I mean?
I would really like the idea of he was with the family, but when he became a librarian, he just disappeared on them. Mm-hmm. And then like they're back and they're like, we're going to do this one heist. And he's like, I don't do that unless it's beneficial to me and or the library. Laura in the chat says the patron saint of thieves was Saint Nicholas in real life. I think he's supposed to be Santa's brother in the show.
Yeah, I don't pay attention.
Wait, you want to tell me that the guy from Wings who isn't John Corbett, who's on iZombie, is going to be Bruce Campbell's brother? I will accept it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I will absolutely accept that.
I also want
what is his name?
Our ladies. Look that up. Our ladies of the oh my God, I was going to say Ladies of the Water, but that's not correct.
Steven Weber. Who I knew was Weber. Yeah. I was going to say Chris Weber. Who's Chris Weber?
That's also another actor that I don't know when he's in.
Anyway, Steven Weber. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, also not Tim Daly, the other guy from Wings.
I like Tim Daly. Chris Weber is a basketball player. That was not helpful.
I knew a sport person. That's amazing. For people who don't know that was impressive.
There is an actor, though. I just don't know what he looks like.
Whatevs. Steven Weber is making an appearance. I'm really good at this. I feel like...
That's Chris Weber, who's an actor.
I don't know who that is.
Yep.
He was probably in an episode of SVU.
Probably.
I really like that it seems like we're getting a lot of guest stars this season.
Yes.
We started with, in addition to Rachel Nichols from Continuum, in the first episode we had John Noble, who people may remember from Fringe or Sleepy Hollow.
I mean, come on.
There was a moment where he said something and it felt like he was playing Walter from Fringe.
I mean, and I would have also been okay with it.
I would have been so okay with it. Oh, it was when he like made up his quote and then was like, you think that's from the Bible, but it's not. I said that.
I know.
I was like Walter?
I thought he was going off script. I thought that was like an ad lib and you're like, wait, did they just leave that in there?
Maybe. I would be so okay with it. I love it.
Oh my God. But yes, I'm very intrigued to see Stephen Weber. Stephen Weber, Bruce Campbell related. I hope they're both in it because that would be awesome. But also, I feel like they would make it a big mark.
Also, in the second episode, we had Richard Kind. Mm-hmm. The hot girl is nobody I know.
Her name, but she's great.
She's hot.
Yeah.
We're talking about Fortuna. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Awesome. So this season's going to be, I feel like, chock full of guest stars.
Yeah.
So good.
I know. And I know that the hashtag Renew the Librarians is also still circulating.
Already?
Right now. Oh, yeah.
We just started the season.
Apparently they're like, hey, we just want to let you know we're still out
you
there.
You need to calm down.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know that if you are tweeting, that hashtag is trending again.
Is available.
Yeah.
Also, we had a shout out to Dosa real quick.
Do you think they're going to come back? I'm hoping they do.
I think...
Just one episode, though.
I would like to see them working with the librarians on something. I think we talked about that last season.
We did.
Like, that it would be nice to see them working together on something. Mm-hmm. It might be cool if, as the season goes on, there's some big case. They're like, look, it might be better to bring them in.
No, I think... And it sounds like it, because you don't just, like, mention Dosa and not...
Right.
Have them come in sometime during the season. Mm-hmm. So I'm also really intrigued to see what the library is going to do to betray the librarians in a certain way. I'm really intrigued. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, what it could be. But
that it's going
to
betray them?
Well, not betray them, but, like, the fact that it will hit them in such a way that they're like, oh, I'm not okay with this kind of thing. So it's more of like a, I don't even know how to put it, not a moral betrayal, but something along that lines of,
like, we think this is right, but the library is telling us this is right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be. I mean, we've talked about previously, Cassandra talked about teaching people magic, right? Or did we just talk about that?
No. I mean, we all talked about that, but yes.
There are some times where we talk about things, and I'm not sure if the show did it or if we came up with it.
We spoke it into existence, sure.
Yes, it makes sense.
Yeah.
We talked about the idea that maybe the library protects things that need to be protected, but that there was a way to teach... You know, the Ladies of the Lake. What was the cute girl from the Ladies of the Lake?
Oh, the
Lily Rose, something
like that. But we had her in here.
No, not Ariel. We didn't have Ariel.
Oh, was it not Ariel?
No, we had Ariel. I'm talking about the girl who discovered magic but wasn't.
no.
Girl, like way back when.
I don't remember.
The cute girl.
I know. I think it's Lily. I think you're on the
Lily
right
track. Lily or Rose. Or
it's a flowery name.
Maybe that's only four characters.
I guess we'll find out. Somebody put it in the chat.
I love this show, but sometimes
there's a lot of names.
It's been four seasons, and it feels like we get very Lucy.
Lucy,
thank you.
See, you're on the right track. I was way off. I was like some flowery name, Rose.
I think the amount of time between the seasons makes me forget everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at how long we had to wait for season four.
I know.
Come on.
I think the show should be on twice a year.
Yeah, I agree.
Or all the time.
I mean, that would also be nice. Like, SVU, it'd do it. All the time.
I would be so okay with that, obviously.
I don't think D-Devlin would like that, though. He'd be like, okay, guys, you guys gave me too much work. Slow down. No, seriously, do it all the time.
Yeah, so I think it'll be interesting to see her back. I've asked for a lot of people back. Last season, I continued to ask for Lamia to be back, and people pointed out that she's dead.
I mean, we have magic we're dealing with. Okay, guys. Yeah. I feel like we can bring her back somehow.
Apparently, the guardian, Nicole,
she died. Dead.
But she came back as Rachel Nichols.
Maybe you shouldn't wish for it. It might be someone different. Oh, God. No, don't replace her. Don't do it.
Oh, no, she was cute.
Yeah.
Well, before we go, I want to let everyone know where they can find us.
Let's do it.
So we're here every Thursday, 8 p.m., at some point, that might change. I'm going to let you all know that the week of Christmas...
That holiday.
Ooh. That week, there will not be an after show, even though there are two episodes. So on January 4th, we will be discussing three episodes. Yep, you're welcome.
That's going to be chaotic, but it's going to be awesome.
It's
going to
be so fun.
Yeah.
So don't freak out when there's no episode on the 28th.
We'll tweet about it. No worries.
Yep. Even though I'm perfectly available on that day because I have nowhere else to be.
I'll be working.
but also, we're on Twitter every damn day.
No, seriously, every day. I'm on it all the time. Sorry.
And I want to take a moment to thank Her Universe for the beautiful Wonder Woman vintage print dress, which you can check out on my Instagram and Twitter at Yael Teagle. That's YaeltyGiel. Alexis, everyone can find you at 8Torres890.
Nice. Correct.
And I will continue to tweet out my Amazon wish list because if you celebrate a gift giving holiday, I'm available for gifts.
Oh, yeah. Somebody asked me for my Etsy shopping list, so I will share that out if people actually want to shop on there. Please be my guest.
Yeah, we like presents.
Yay!
But until next week, because we'll be back next week.
Yep.
Right?
I mean, I won't, but yep.
Next week! We'll see you next time!
Bye, guys. Have a good holiday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.